Welcome to today's installment of Keter Shem Tov. On the topic of Mincha, we will be discussing the development and different minhagim in the institution of Chazarat HaShatz, the repetition of Amidah. And the first source we'll look at is from Tosefta Rosh Hashanah 2:18. There's also a source, it is mentioned in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah in Chapter 4, but the source in Tosefta goes into a lot more detail, so I thought we would go with that one, since they are both Tanaic sources. So, Dr. Alton, do you want to take it away?
Thank you. Tosefta, Rosh Hashanah, Beis Yud Ches. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur, Motzi Es HaRabim Yidei Chalatan. Rabban Gamliel said that the Chazan discharges the obligation of the community. V'chum Omrim, Kol Echad V'chad Motzi Es Atz Mo. The sages disagree and they say, no, each person has to fulfill their own obligation by saying the words of the prayer themselves. Amalahem, so he said to them, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Im kein, lama maridin oso lifnei ha-teva? If so, why do you have a shliach tzibur in the first place? Why does he descend before the teva, which was positioned at a low point in the synagogue? Yimamakim kreti chashem. Amrulo, so they said to him, kidei lehotzi es mi she'ena yodea. There might be some people who don't know how to pray, and it is they for whom the shliach tzibur is motzi. Amalahem, he said to them, Imke, Lama Mispalin, Kol Echad De Echad Latzmo. In that case, why doesn't everyone pray individually? Amrulo, they said to him, Mipnesha Shriot Tzibor Matkin Es Atzmo. So this is an account of the fact that Shriach Tzibor has established himself. Amalahem, he said to them, Imke, Lama Meridin Oso Lifnei HaTiba. Why does he go in front of the? Why does he go and daven from the front of the congregation? Amru Lo, they said to him, Lahotzi Es Mi She'ena Yodea. Same answer to most of those who don't know how to pray. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kashem Shehu Motzi Es Mi She'ena Yodea, Kachu Motzi Es Mi She'hu Yodea. No, if you're able to discharge obligation to people who don't know how, then at the same time, you could discharge obligation to people who do know how but don't want to. At this particular moment.
So, as you can see, the Tosefta knows that there's an institution of that the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Amidah aloud, but there's a very strong machloket over what the essence of that is, why we do it, and who it discharges, whether one who knows how to say the Amidah can be discharged through the repetition. And remember, this was the Mishnah, or the Tosefta came at a time when there were really no Siddurim, so there were people who knew it by heart, and plenty of people who, there were not books commonly, so if you didn't know it by heart, you probably had to listen carefully and be discharged, so it was a very real institution, a very real concern. But as you saw, again, between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, there's a big difference between whether one who knows how can be discharged through the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur. So
Rabbi Gamliel thinks that they can, and the Chum disagree.
Correct. And the Bavli, the Talmud discusses provides a bit of a diuk when this applies, under which circumstances. Joel, you want to take that?
Sure. Talmud Bavli, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Dalet Amud Beit to Lamed He Amud Aleph, from 34b to 35a. V'ha'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And surely said Rabbi Chana Tzipora, that's his name?
Probably from Tzipori.
From Tzipora. Said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Hilchata ke Rabban Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. Hilchata, Michlal de Plige, in the halacha, they all disagree on it?
There's actually a machloket, or there's a distinction between when we rule according to which one.
Kisalik Rabbi, Rabbi Abba, Yimei Kirsha. So when Rabbi Abba came back from the sea, he explained it thus. Modim Chachamin Larvan Gamliel Bebrachot Shel Rosh Hashanah, Vishal Yom HaKippurim, so like you said, a distinction, the sages agree with Rabbi Gamliel when we're talking about the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and those of Yom Kippur. The halacha mikol de plige ba brachot de chol hashanah, but they disagree with the brachot of the entire year.
Correct. So the conclusion in the Gemara is that we actually, and this is, I believe, the halacha psika, the halacha as it's distilled and brought down, we actually rule according to Rabban Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because the brachot of the Amidah are more intricate, they're longer, especially on Rosh Hashanah. Actually, there's a girsa that this is only Yom Kippur of the Yovel when we do the actual Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. But especially in Rosh Hashanah and Musaf, when the brachot are so much longer, even one who knows how to say the tefillot in general can have his or her obligation fulfilled through the Shliach Tzibur. But during the rest of the year, that's when the machloket exists between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. Hmm. So just fill in a little bit of history in between. So that's what the institution of Chazara HaShatz was in the time of Chazal. And then in the Gaonic period, the books became more common, or at least printed texts became more common. We know that we have Siddurim in the Geniza, and the Cairo Geniza. So the institution of the Chazara HaShatz changed a little bit, and around the same time was when the Kedusha became more incorporated into Tefillah. And we know that in Eretz Yisrael, in the late Amoraic and Gaonic period, the Kedusha was said in every Tefillah, that was repeated. And in Bavel, it was only said on Shabbat and Shacharit. So, you'll see when we get to number four, just going in historical order here, that the Torah actually will talk about the idea of saying Chazara HaShatz so the Kedusha can be recited, and that's really one of its main purposes. But now we're going to look at a very famous and fascinating Shuvah of the Rambam. His Shuvah is called Shu'ut Per Ador, in which he discusses what happened with Chazara HaShatz in his days, and you'll see that this will become very relevant when we look at the Keter Shem Tov, because the innovation of the Rambam in terms of Chazara HaShatz really influenced the Sephardi and Spanish and Portuguese, especially, practice. So, Ben, you want to take it? And
yeah.
We can always switch halfway since it's a long selection.
Shu'ut Per Ador, Siman Reish Nadvet. Sha'al Badavar Zeh HaMinhag. So there was a question regarding this minhag. Minhag shehichilu hayom linhog bohachazanim, that began today where this custom regarding the
among the chazanim,
ruva sederat ha'tvila, and this is the order of the tvila. Ba'id shemit palel hatzibor halachash yastir lahem hachazan hatvila b'shabbatot v'yomei tovim min dalet Hashem Svaitai Tiftach Ad Yeret Leratzon Belo Kedusha Ulo Birchat Kohanim Ela Aldera HaHakara'ah. So at the time where you the tzibor would, the congregation would pray silently, the Chazan would also daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov from Hashem Svaitai Tiftach until Yehira Tzon, without Kedusha and without Birkat Kohanim. Rather, he would say the normal, the way that everybody else would say it, Bekach Shikri'am Halachash. And he would also say it silently. V'achar kach, Yechzor v'yistir ha'tfila min brachata kifi min hag shel shliach tzibor b'tzibor.
So he wouldn't just, it's clear that the Chazan should be saying the silent Amidah, but what he was doing here is he was actually reading out loud the silent Amidah.
So he would say it out loud.
Like we say the silent Amidah, so he wouldn't say Kedusha or Birkat Kohanim,
mm-hmm.
but he would be reading out loud the silent Amidah while everyone else was saying the silent Amidah.
And then he would go back, and instead of starting with Hashem Sabbatai Tzach, he would just start with Baruch Atah.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. And then he would do it again, this time with Kedusha and Birkat Kohanim. V'zeh ha-minhag, shemikrei ha-chazan ha-lachash min Hashem Sabbatai Tzach at sofo, hu minhag shenit hadesh mikarov. Right. So this minhag to read it first out loud, quietly, from Hashem's Vaitach until the end, is a relatively new minhag. And hig oto echad hachazanim matza chen v'enei hahamon v'hitchilu l'tavoa zot.
Can I just get a clarification? So you say it means that he says it aloud.
Yeah.
So is that yasdir?
Well, yasdir is that he's doing it in order to organize his prayers, but then it says Shema Kriya Chazan Alachash. So he's reading the quote-unquote silent tefillah, but he's reading it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Bekach Shi Yakriam, like he'll read it. The Makri is like you say it and they say it. It's kind of like that they'll follow his example.
That was my understanding, because it sends Matzah. I mean, I don't know if we got to. Did Ben read that next time?
Yeah.
That makes it even clearer, I think. Matzah chen beinei hahamon.
Right, well, if you look at Ve'achar kach yechzuru ve'yisdir hatfilah, I mean, it doesn't say, like, he then says it out loud.
Oh,
so then
the same verb.
Right.
Yeah.
So hence, that it has to be that he's saying all of it out loud.
And also the fact that they ve'itchil li'tvel azot mikol chazan, that they're going to ask, if he's just doing it silently, I don't know why they would ask every chazan to do this, because it wouldn't make a difference whether he was doing it silently. Because it sounds like the people liked it.
Right. Like one guy did it. Like,
yeah,
oh,
so that was my understanding, at least.
Hachiva hara'oi asher tzarich utzamoch alav hu ma shetiknu hachachamim zalashon.
Zal.
Okay, Zal. V'hu shitpalalu hakol belachash v'yitza yidei chovatato. Yavato kol mi shehitpalal. And have the me ben shleach tzibor ozolto min hakahal. And the true answer is that you need the things that need to be close to one another. So samoch gula l'tfila.
Well, it's that we should rely upon.
Okay, fine. Is what Chazal enacted, that you should say all of the tefillah silently so that you can fulfill your obligation.
Mm.
All the people that can pray, and they don't make a distinction between the shliach tzibor or the rest of the congregation.
Or somebody who's like him in the kahal.
Right. Oh, okay. Right, so someone that could say it.
Someone that could say it. The shliach tzibor should be saying it silently like anyone else who knows the text of the Amidah. Mm-hmm.
ואחר כך יחזור שליח הציבור ויתפלל בקול רם בקדושה כדי להוציא את מי שאינו בקי. And then the shliach tzibor should go back and say it out loud so that everybody that doesn't know how to will be able to fulfill their obligation. Okay? Should
okay.
I continue?
Yes, sure, if you want
to. Okay. אבל זה המנהג אשר הזכרת להסדיר Dear Hatfila Shte Pa'amim Bekol Ram. Oh, see. So, but the minhag I mentioned is to.
Which you mentioned.
Right. Earlier, is that you have to say it two times out loud. Hu ta'ut gemura, the divrei hakol, v'shibush atzmo l'chol mi shehu baki, and he's like embarrassing himself.
Shibush, it's a great distraction.
To all those that are
Baki. That know the... If you're sitting and saying your silent Amidah and the Chazan is practicing, then it's a distraction for you.
Right. V'yehu mashmia kolo b'tfilato. And it'll be that when they hear the voice of the tefillah, v'zem ase borot b'lo safek.
I think it's l'hashmia kol is to be making noise. I mean, it has the status of one who's making any other distracting noise.
Right. Okay. And this was the actions of the boorish ones?
It's like a boorish thing to do.
Right. Below safik. Aval rabim mitpalalim pa'amachat b'kedusha levad v'hu hayoter hatov v'hayoter ha'oi. And it's better that the... But many say it one time with Kedusha, and that's just for that one time, and that's the good and right thing to do.
Do you mind if I take over?
Go
so,
for it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, what you heard from one of the people of the land of... Does he mean Rome here by Edom?
Must be Christian Europe.
Probably yeah. Christian. Yeah.
Okay, so from one of the sages of Europe, Shekach Ra'ui Behechrech, this is certainly... It's completely worthwhile to follow. Rotze lomar sheit palel shaliach hatzibor pa'am echad b'chol ram, u'kdusha... So, meaning that the Shaliach Tzibor would say one time out loud with Kedusha, and that there shouldn't be any Lachash at all, meaning no silent Amida. I'm now going to say that the Halacha is like that guy who said to only have one Amida out loud.
This is his very Rambamish language to say Hilchata Kevate, that he's speaking just like the Gemara would.
Vilav mitame. What does he mean by that?
But not for the reasons they give. So he likes Serpsak, but he doesn't. He's gonna say that he's gonna explain why he doesn't like their
reasoning. Okay. Mipaneisha ra'iti devarav biyad Rabbeinu Nisim v'Rabbeinu Shmaria. What's Shatz?
I think Shaliach Tzibor.
Shaliach. Oh, okay.
Because
oh, that's his name.
Shatz, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So because I saw what he said in. The works of Rabbeinu Nisim and Rabbeinu Shemaria, the Chazan, Vehem Kulam Devarim, and they all say Sheyesh Bahem Shigiot Rabot V'Choser Iyun, so that there are many mistakes and lack of intense or correct reading. Ki'ilu Hu Sover She'Asur She'Tiyeh Sham Tefila B'Lachash Klal. It's as though he were to say that there's actually a prohibition of having a silent Amida. The Hevi Rayot Chalashot Meshubashot Maod. And to support this, he brought many proofs that were weak and very bad in quality. Avalaniomer, but I say, Shekach Ratsui Bizmaneno Biglal Siba She Avarena. So, nevertheless, I say that this is the right policy in our current contemporary moment. Because of reasons that I am about to clarify. V'hi, shekasher mitpalel shaliach tzibor b'kol ram, pone kol mi shehitpalel v'yatza yidei chovato o l'dibor o l'sicha b'tela, v'hofeich panav min ha'echal v'yorek u'masir kicho. So, basically, if you've had a silent Amida, then when the loud Amida comes, everyone who is knowledgeable in the saying of the Amida will like turn and schmooze with his friends, and then he'll turn his face away from the ark, and he spits. And what's Mesir Keicho?
He removes his spittle.
And he removes his spittle. Is he speaking metaphorically or actually?
No, I think actually. I think people were spitting. You know, it was a time that they could just do whatever. They've already fulfilled their chiyuv, so
they're just standing around bored.
Yeah,
basically. And when someone who is not particularly skilled in the saying of the Amida sees this, Osehu gam kein kach, he also does this. Below safek, b'choshev shezeh she'omeroto shaliach tzibor ein somchim ala v'yotzei hachutza kol mi shehu eino baki. Right, so then the people who are not skilled in the saying of the Amida and actually need to listen to the shaliach tzibor, they're going to imitate the people who have already fulfilled their obligation, and mistakenly thinking that you don't rely on the Shaliach Tzibor, but they do need to rely, and then they'll like wander outside, even the people who need to have the Chazan's repetition. Afki lo yitzei chovato, even though he hasn't actually fulfilled his obligation, v'tit batel hakavanah, and his whole intention of fulfilling the mitzvah will become canceled. Asher biglala yarad shaliach tzibor lifnei ateva shehi lo tziya cheino baki. Right, the whole point of having the shaliach tzibor say the silent or the loud amida is precisely for this person who's now completely unengaged from listening to what's being done. Ve'im ha'anashim lo yitpalulu lachashklal. However, if everyone present does not say the silent amida, Ela yitpalelu hakol achar shaliach tzibor tefila achat b'kedusha. Rather, if everyone, after we get to the through the beginning blessings and the kedusha, Of the Shaliach Tzibor, if they all say it together.
It seems to almost be a double entendre, Bik Dusha, that they say it with Kedusha, but also in a more holy way.
Okay, that's cool. Kol Baki Palelimo Belachash, right? Everyone who is knowledgeable in how to say the prayers will do so along with the Chazan silently. Bekol She'eino Baki Yishma, and anyone who's not capable of doing that will simply listen. V'yichru'u HaKol Imo. And everyone will bow with him. Kesha Panei Ha'am El Haichal, and everyone will be facing the ark, Bichavana, with the proper intention. Hare Bezeh Kavar Yatzu Kulam Yadecha V'tam, and everybody fulfills their obligation all at once. V'ya Davar Mesudaru Mitukan, and then everything will be very sorted out and very nice. V'timana Arichut, and moreover, the Arichut Chazara, the length of repeating the Amidah will be diminished by half. V'yusar chilul Hashem shenid pashet bein hagoyim, and the fact that the Gentiles have been going around maligning us and saying that we Jews are disrespectful when we pray to God, that will also be taken care of. V'hu shehayehudim rokekin v'keichin u'mesichin b'toch tvilatam. Right, the rumors which turn out to be true are that the Jews are spitting and they're hawking up phlegm and spitting it out right in the middle of their prayers, which is disrespectful. Ki kach heim edim ledavar, right? Because you could actually find real witnesses to this. V'kach hu hayoter ra'ui etzli ve'elu hazmanim. Therefore, in current times, I see that this is the best solution. Min hasibot asher hizkarnun, of all the reasons that we could have said, v'chatav Moshe, and says me, the Rambam.
So, as far as I can tell, this is the first source that innovates that Rambam really brings in because of the circumstances of this time, the idea of only saying Namida once as a Chazarat HaShatz, allowed by the Shliach Tzibor, and everyone else saying it either silently or if they don't know the Tefillah, that they listen and say Amen and fulfill their obligation that way.
It's just interesting how he's making his diuk because of sociological issues. And the question would be, if society changed where, like, people would actually have respect for it or other things, would he then come and change what he wrote here? And then halacha would be different.
I would say yes, probably, because he says a number of times, Be'ilu azmanim and mizmanenu. So it seems like there were two separate issues that he's dealing with here. First, that these chazanim were saying the silent amida out loud, and then also that the people were being disrespectful during the chazara. So, and he finds a way to deal with them both.
Cuts them off.
So the next source we'll look at, moving a little bit forward, is the tour. And this is how he talks about Chazar HaShatz, and then we'll see the Beit Yosef and the Darkei Moshe also both bring in different minhagim, all interesting different ways how they deal with the idea of how we have a silent amidah and a repetition, especially in times when it's hard to fit them both in. So I'll take the tour and then we'll keep going. L'achar shesiyamu ha'tzibur tefilatan yachzir shatz ha'tefila. So after the congregation finishes their tefillah, the leader will repeat it. Shim yesh misheino yodeh l'itpalel yechavein l'mash shehu amer. That if there happens to be someone who doesn't know how to pray, he'll have intention while the Shliach Tzibor is repeating it, v'yotzeba, and he'll fulfill his obligation. V'chatvu Rav Shriya v'Rav Hai, sh'tzarich sh'yechaven l'chol ma sh'omer shatz mirosh v'ad sof, k'adam sh'mitpalel l'atzmo, v'im Rav Zikin v'lo mesichin. And Rav Shriya and Rav Hai said that a person such as this who wants to fulfill his obligation has to listen to every single word that the leader is saying from the beginning to the end, like someone who's praying to himself for himself, and you don't make a any kind of interruption, and you don't talk. And they also take three steps back at the end. So you act like you stand there as if you're praying it for yourself if you want to be yotzei through the repetition. And the gam machzirat tefillah kedei she'anu kedusha acharav. And this is something, again, we didn't have in the earlier Chazal sources, that we're also repeating Amidah in order that kedusha can be said. Ve'al ken tzarich shelo yatchil yachid leitpalel ela im ken yachol leitmor kodem she'yagia shatz kedusha. And also important, That thus, individuals shouldn't start their silent Amidah unless they know that they can finish before the Sheikh Sibor gets to the Kedusha. V'im yitchil v'yigia im shatzik dusha yomar imo naritzchav dusha mila v'mila. I believe this might have even been something that Joel brought in with his, this sounds familiar actually, that if the person started their Amidah and the Sheikh Sibor gets the Kedusha, they start with Naritzka and they say the Kedusha together with him word for word. So that is how the Torah talks about Chazarat Shatz, but it seems relatively like we would do it today, that there's a silent Amidah and a repetition. So, Ben, if you want to take the Beit Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, they're both going to bring different ways that they deal with Chazarat Shatz and circumstances that it's not possible to do it, the full silent and all that.
Beit Yosef, Arach Chaim, Kuf Chaf, Dalet, Beis. Kasav HaKol, Bo B'Simon, Chaf Zayin. The Kol writes on Simon, 27. B'Shem HaRash, the name of the Rash. Nech Tzibor, Shenech Nas, Leveis HaKnesses. The Chazan turns to Yishu, Umatzat Tzibor, She'es Palalu. Balachash, and he finds that the congregation is praying silently. Fu Tzarach, Lavor, Lifnei Teva. And he needs to, or he needed to, go to the Amud. Alter already?
Immediately.
The Yored Lifnei Ateva, so immediately he goes before the altar, Mispadel, the Kolram, and he davens in a loud voice, Litzibor, for the Tzibor. Behu Ein Sarech Lachzor, and there is therefore no need to repeat Mispadel Belachash, Lacherim, to pray silently.
I think it's
Umapil Lachash
and then
Fulton. Because the other people are Motzi themselves, they discharge their obligation.
It's Lacheri Motzi Latzmo Lokoshakan.
There should be a comma after Motzi.
Yeah. So Lacheri Motzi Latzmo Koshakan. Very good. Ve'ein Bazer Loma Kohashmia Kolo. And there's no reason what to say that they can listen to his voice or they need to listen to his voice. Kavan. Because they're in this bind, and they just went ahead anyway. So they clearly decided they didn't need to have a chazan because they all decided just to crack on and daven themselves. Ein vazem shum katani amina ad kamashona. And there's no reason in this case to. What's that mean?
I think it was katani amuna that you don't have to say it. There's people of little faith that they're doing it properly.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, ye of little faith. Ad kamashono. But Akshav nowadays, Nagu Barov Hamakomos, we are accustomed to most places, this parallel lechat chila shlech tzibor to ideally have a shlech tzibor, tfilas hamincha b'kol ram, say mincha in a loud voice, kudei shianu kedusha, in order that we can say kedusha, acharav, after the silent immediate, presumably.
I think to just to say it with him, to along with him.
Along with him. So either
at the
responsively.
Yeah.
Lo, Yisrech Lachzor, Hispel B'Koram. There's no need to repeat. So, Hechei Kedusha, in other words.
But
you have a Sheikh Sibor in order that you can do Kedusha, not so you can repeat the entire Amida afterwards.
So, a couple of interesting things. First of all, he's quoting the Kolbo, who's an Ashkenazi posek, and the Kolbo has a specific reason that the Shuyak, someone me who is specifically appointed to be a Shuyak Sibor, but it could have been anyone. I've heard the source explain that, someone, number 10 comes in, finds 9 people already davening, and then he can say the Amidah aloud, and they can have a Chazarat Shatz, so they can all say Kedusha. And he's fulfilled his obligation, because if he can fulfill other people through Chazarat Shatz, why can't he fulfill his own obligation? And then the Beit Yosef comes and says, well, based on this reasoning, we do it all the time. This is our general practice with Mincha, that we don't have a Silent Amidah, because based on this reasoning, and I guess the idea in the Darkei Moshe says it a little more explicitly, that the Mincha time, it's quick, everyone's in a rush, and it's not necessary to have a Silent Amidah. So you want to take Darkei Moshe also?
Yes, Darkei Moshe on the same place. Aval, however, Ein Anu Nagin Kein, we are not so accustomed. El El Olam, but rather the whole time. Hashliach Sivu Mispalel, the Chazan Davins, Techila Belachash, first of all, quietly. Vilvad Hecha Shahadava Nachutz, but only in order that the matter should be...
Except for.
Hecha Shahadava Nachutz Mosul.
When it's, like, pressing.
Required.
Oh, when they're...
Like, I think when there's a pressing need.
Shechashinan Sheavor Zman Mincha. Unless you're going to sit this man. You're going to pass the time when the latest time you can daven. Azmat Chil Miad. And in that case, one would begin immediately. She's Palel B'Kol Ram. He would do... He only does Hechi Kedusha when you're really running out of time for Mincha. Otherwise, you do the silence and then you do the repetition. G'day Sheanu Kedusha B'Shata V'Cheinhu Maril. In order that you should be able to say Kedusha while it's still the appropriate time to be davening Mincha. Rak, Shisala Lekol, Hapachos, Sheye Chad Mehem, Shlo Yisparal, Kedei Sheyane Amein, Acha Sheyach Sebo. Only when it is Shisala Lekol Hapachos, in any situation, Sheye Chad Mehem, when there's one of them, Shlo Yisparal, who has not davened, in order that he should be able to respond Amen after the Shliach Sivu. Avayin Nakamun Simon Reish Lamed Gimel Shirav High Velo Savar Hachi. So the only exception, I think, is when you've really got somebody who needs a Shliach Sivu to daven for them.
Well, it's saying we generally repeat it, but when we think we're going to miss the time for Mincha,
yeah,
then the Shliach Sivu goes right ahead and we do... My understanding is it sounds similar to our Kedusha today, that he does the beginning out loud up to Kedusha, but he has this interesting diuk on it that I haven't seen in any other source, so the Glink and Truva will mention it, that one person has to not start the Amidah together and has to say Amen. At least one person. So the idea is that if you're going to have a Chazara Lashatz, there has to be at least one person saying Amen to the Bracha.
Really, only one person, not nine.
Well, yeah, it says L'chol HaFachot Sheyeh Echad Mehem. So it's a fascinating idea that you don't have to have nine, but someone should be saying, at least one person.
So what's Shulay Palel, who has not daven?
Yeah. So one person who hasn't daven, Kadesha Huyana, he's singular.
Yeah.
Will
so if there's ten men there, the Shulay Sibor and eight of them can go ahead and start davening, and one of them has to listen to the three brachot and say Amen. Okay, so now we are going to move straight ahead.
And then, who was it that said you didn't have to do it? Rav Hai said you don't have to do that.
Yeah. So we're going to go straight ahead to the Keter Shen Tov. There he has two seifim about how the minhagim of the Shulach Sibur and the Amidah Mincha. So if you want to take the first one, Joel.
Sure. Keter Shem Tov, Mincha v'chazara Se'if Aleph. So Keter Shem Tov, Mincha, and its repetition, the first Se'if. Minhag London v'Amsterdam, She'en Chozrim Pa'am Shenit Amida HaMincha. The custom in London and Amsterdam is that they do not repeat the Amida a second time. Aval b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov v'Ta'aniyot Chozrin HaAmida. Except for on Shabbos and Yom Tov and on fast, they do repeat the Amida. So I guess first silently and then repetition. For Mincha. Thank you. V'Haminhag b'Amsterdam, Shegam b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov Omrim HaAmida Shebemincha Pa'am Achat b'Koram. And the Minhag in Amsterdam is that also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they say the Amida of Mincha, but one time out loud. Uminhag hasfaradim be'Algier be'rob batei knesiot lomar kol ha'amidot pa'am echad, and the minhag of the Sephardim in Algier.
It's Algeria. He always does that. He means Algeria, but he writes Algier.
In Algeria, thank you. And then the majority of the shuls is to say every single Amidah, but one time. That seems pretty crazy. Verak, what is this place?
So I looked it up. And the only place I could find with this name is somewhere in Italy.
It's Warren, isn't it?
Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can look it up and then if we tell it later, but I'm going on for now.
I found a city by that name in Italy, but...
Verak Warren, Chozrim Ha'amidot, Kulam Chutz Me'amidot HaMenachot, Shomrim Otam BeKol Ram. And only in this potentially Italian town. We'll find out what it is in Boarin. They do repeat the Amidot, all of them, except for the ones of Mincha, that they say them out loud. So Shacharit, well, not Mari, but Shacharit they say out, they repeat them, but not Mincha. That the minha and the minhag in Eretz Yisrael and Sira Togamra Mitzrayim is to repeat every single amida, do it twice. Avel itim rechokot b'sha'at hadachak she'omrim amidat hamincha bekol ram. And sometimes in a far off,
in a pressing time,
in a pressing time. So sometimes in a pressing time, they say the Amida of Mincha out loud. But otherwise, if they don't need to, they will repeat it fully. Here, I'll take the first part of this.
Okay, sure.
Medivre Beit Yosef, Usamach leMinhag Amsterdam, She'in Osin Chazara Klal beMincha. And the words of the Beit Yosef is what we base the custom of Amsterdam, that they don't say the repetition at all during Mincha. So that's the Beit Yosef. And the reason that in London it is their custom that they don't say the repetition of the Amidah except for during the weekday?
Uh-oh.
Only during the weekday.
Yeah.
They don't say it. Yeah, that's right, because they only do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov and fast. Aval b'mincha Shabbat v'yom tov v'taniyot chozer amida, that they do say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov and fast. Yitachen lomar bechol shekol ha'am trudim be'askehev v'choshishim shema ya'avor zman ha'mincha zman ha'mincha mishum hachi omrim ota bekoram. It's possible to say that during the weekdays that everybody is really troubled and busy and engaged with their own stuff, and we're concerned that the time for mincha is going to pass, and they're not going to have a chance to do it because they're so busy. And because of this, they say it one time out loud in a kol ram. Aval b'shabbat yom tov she'am batalin mimelachtan umitpalalim be something. What's this?
Belav hachi.
Ah, belav hachi. Mincha gadola ve'od hayom gadol matzu lenachon lachzor ha'amida pa'am shenit. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that everybody does, like, they nullify from doing their work. They're not doing any of their work, and they pray without this, without like that trouble of their work.
Yeah.
The great mincha gadola, the belav hachi mincha gadola.
They do an earlier mincha.
Okay, they do an earlier mincha. Oh, so they have more time. And furthermore, today is a great day. And they find that it's correct to do the repetition of the Amidah a second time. So you're busy during the week, so you don't have time. So do a Heche Kedusha, and on Shabbos you have more time, so do it earlier, take your time. V'tam, v'tam...
Is the Shabbos Mincha Friday afternoon?
I think it's the Shabbos Mincha.
Well, he says, yeah, aval b'shabbat b'yom tov she blah 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 blah. V'tam she b'ta'anit nahogu b'Amsterdam v'London lachzor pa'am shenit. Ha'amida mishum shehashat omer anenu bebracha bifne atzma vehakahel omrim
kedarkan.
Sure. And the reason that on a fast day it is the custom in Amsterdam and London to do a repetition of the Amida a second time is because the shaliach zibor says the paragraph starting anenu, answer us God, in the bracha by itself, and the congregation says it in the normal way. Veleka asara detsaiti lechatz, and there are not 10. What is this detsaiti?
Who are being? I guess who are being yotze by the Sheikh Sibor.
Ah, okay, very cool.
So you have to say it another time in order so he can say anenu as the 20th bracha of the Amidah.
Ah, tov. Umikom makom im hasha'a dechoka meod yitpala miyad bekoram veyomar hashat anenu vehakal yomru b'shomea tefila. In any case, if it is a pressing hour, you're in a rush, a very pressing hour, he should pray immediately out loud. He should just start right away out loud, and the shatz should say, the leader should say the paragraph anenu, and the congregation they should say it in shemayat fila, and that's brought in the ber heitev and Marina harav.
I wasn't sure who this was.
Moharal na. If we can, we'll find out who it is.
Yeah.
Ben, you want to finish it off?
Okay.
I looked it up. It's supposed to be Wahran, the Resh and the Aleph are switched, and that's how you say the city of Oran in Algeria in Arabic.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, thought it made more sense. It was in Algeria, not Italy.
Yeah.
Okay. Tam, Lasvardim, Eretz Israel, Vistam, Shinahagu, Bitkot, Tvila, Tvila, Chazar, Hamida, Vimde, Shechen, Miforash, Bisof, Rosh Hashanah. So the reason for Sfardim in Eretz Israel, and sorry, Targama Mitraim, that they do, that they have the custom to say everyone twice, yes, is because of what is brought in the end of Rosh Hashanah, which we saw earlier. Ve'askana de halacha ki Rav Gamliel, and they go according to that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Ve'chem pasak harambam be'perktet mechachot tefila ve'chem katav Abu Darham shegam b'mincha yachazor ha'shatz she'atzibor ha'tefila. Right. So, and this is also what the Rambam and Abu Darham write, that you should have the Shliach Tzibur go back and say it a second time at Mincha. Ve'Beit Yosef Sham Katav Shebisafat Haya Min Hagam Shelokh Lachazor Hamida Hashniya V'Gazru Nidui V'Charam V'Hanihigo Hitpalel V'Chazara. And the Beit Yosef said over there that in Tzfat, the custom was not to repeat the Amida a second time, and they enacted
excommunication
for them for changing, for doing this.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. It was Sidor Rav.
So then they changed the minhag to repeat
to
it again.
Right. To get out of excommunication. Question is, how did they hear that they had started doing it again?
Well, Nidui and Cherem are less strict than what's generally meant by excommunication.
Ivasidor Rav
Siman.
Oh, Siman, Reish Lama Dalet Sham Katab Habit Yosef the Chas. Is that the person?
Yeah.
Okay. Matzir, Machzir.
Yeah.
Hatfila kederach sheosim b'shacharit v'chein agin ha'ashkenazim. So you should repeat it just like you do in shacharit, and that's what the Ashkenazim do. V'chein katav hakobo, and the kobo also says this. Ava hasfardim ein no agin lachazor sheach sibor hatfila b'mincha ela v'gomer. Right, but the Sfardim don't do this at Mincha. Minhag Ashkenazim hu hanachon, and the Ashkenazim are actually right in this case.
We'll frame that from the Kedushim.
V'chein hanhigo chachamim shebedor shelifneinu b'sfat
tiba nevetikone
v'gazru over al tikantem. And the minhag of the chachamim of the generation before in Tzvat, they sort of like uprooted this enactment. Beferish sheha'ari.
They made a gzerah against those who went against the enactment, which is what they said before.
Right. Okay. And according to the Ari, hevi divrei haber heitev sham.
Yep.
Shelo higia. Le'omra b'kol ram ela b'chol lachash. Right, so he says that you should say it silently and not out loud. V'acharkach b'kol ram. So rather, you should say it silently and then go back and say it out loud. Afilu achar shetik shkiat hachama. So even if it's running late, you should still do it this way. You should never change it. Afilu be'er shabbat v'afilu v'alpi. Divarav samchu kol Eretz Yisrael of the story to Garma Mitzrayim. So the Arizal quotes the Be'er Heitev and says that even if there's a tough situation where you're getting close to the end of Mincha time, you should still do silent and then out loud.
So
don't panic.
Yes, very. Yeah, and I'm sure he has some kind of Kabbalistic reason that you should do this, even if it's after Shkia.
Because there's probably something powerful about you doing it yourself versus having it being fulfilled.
As opposed to the other people who are chashash that, you know, you shouldn't be doing mincha after. Something that Rafe and I had read, and the importance of doing mincha in its time, that we read in the Kutcher Shem Tov yesterday.
It's interesting that he's very concerned with making the distinction between weekday and Shabbat.
Yeah.
Whereas the Sfardim of London do Hirchah Kedusha at Musaf on Shabbat.
Yeah. So that's in a different siman even, so... have to say it for another
Ben, I'm going to have to say that what you're framing is the Beit Yosef saying Minhag HaAshkenazim
Hu'anachor.
Shem Tov, just quoting him.
Still, we'll see what we can get.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's in the book.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so Reef, you want to finish? I think I'll say the Golinkin outside, so I think this will be our last inside.
HaMinhag B'London V'Amsterdam She'omrim HaGimel Brachot Rishonot B'Kol Ram והשעץ והציבור יחד עם הקדושה ושותק. וכשהגיע השעץ לכוננו ועננו ושמע תפילתנו, מרים קולו ומשלים העמידה כדרכו. And this is actually what we do in New York. The custom in London and Amsterdam and New York is to say the three first blessings out loud and then be quiet. וכשהגיע השעץ לכוננו ועננו ושמע תפילתנו, which is the blessing leading into Ritzeh and Modim, then he raises his voice again and completes the Amidah in the normal way. Avo Be'eretz Yisrael v'Suria Togarma Mitzrayim min hagam lomar rak ha-shalosh rishonot v'ha-kedusha v'kol ram u'mamshich shar ha-midah b'lachash. The custom in Eastern Sephardic lands is to say only the first three brachot and the kedusha out loud, but then to continue the rest of the Amidah silently. Tam shebelondon v'Amsterdam omerim ha-shalosh rishonot b'kol ram, u'mechaneno v'anenu merim kolo v'omer ha-gimel ha-achronot gam kein b'kol ram, asher lo kein be'eretz Yisrael v'Suria togarma mitzrayim. So basically the reason for everything we just said is she be sha'at hadchak omerim rak ha-shalosh rishonot b'kol ram v'tula. So when you're in this situation of pressure that we described earlier, meaning you might run out of mincha time or some other reason that you have to go fast, then in that situation you only say the first three in Kedusha, Ayin l'haknesset ha'gedola, and see the works of Chaim ben Veniste on Siman 294, and the Rebbe's, and Mashkatu sham b'mas, should be Tam Hadavar. V'harav Petach HaDevir, do we know who that is?
Yes, I have it right here. His name is Chaim Binyamin Portnormoli, who lived in 19th century Izmir.
Cool. Thank you. Came prepared. So the Rav Petach HaDevir, Sham Bot Nun, wrote, Demasha eino agim achshav shashat omer gimel achronot b'chol ram, mishum shelo yitbalbalu hatzibur amit palalim. So the reason we now no longer say the last three blessings is because the regular people who are praying there will become confused otherwise. Ki mi afshar l'tzamtzem shelo yuk tzatam lifnim o l'achor ad kan l'shono. So I didn't totally get that. What does he mean by mi afshar l'tzamtzem?
How can you fit everyone into a box that they'll all finish up to chonenu v'anenu at the exact same time.
Okay, very nice. V'abir ke Yosef in Siman 232, sign 1, katav b'shem moharikash, she'en min haga ha-sfaradim kein, ela mitpalalim b'kol ram im hashatz ad magen u'mechaye u'kdusha v'kadish b'kol ram. Right, so we also have another source in the name, the Birkei Yosef, quoting the Moharikash, saying that the current Sephardic practice is not to say the last blessings, but rather only the first three out loud, and then everybody goes quiet. Mohari Tzemach Katav, Debnei Sfarad, Nohagim Lomar Gam Kein Shloshach Rano Bekoram. So he is a witness to the existence, continued existence of the practice of saying the last three as well. Lefiani udati, and according to my humble opinion, Efshar lomar b'tam minhag min London v'Amsterdam she'omerim hashlosh rishonot v'gam hashlosh achronot. So, I'll offer my own opinion about why we say the first three and the last three in London and Amsterdam. Harishonot lischut hatzibur, or lischut or lizakot? Lizakot hatzibur, lomar ha-kedusha. So the reason we say the first is to give the praying public the merit of reciting the kedusha. V'gimel acharonot, imi ra ha-davar be...
Shacharit,
okay. O b'musaf, omer ha-gimel acharonot b'koram. So if this prayer had been shacharit or musaf, they would have said the last three out loud. B'kdei sha'ashatz yomar ha-birkat kohanim. The reason in those situations for saying the last three is so that you can have a public recitation of the priestly blessing. The yizkeh la-hatzibur b'bracha ha-meshuleshet. And that way the praying public will merit receiving the threefold blessing of the priests. V'bimincha l'zakot l'hatzibur lomar modim d'rabanan. And mincha, it's so that they will all get to say the modim d'rabanan, which is only said in a out loud repetition situation, quoting Sota 40b. V'hi hoda'a ketana has Vehaskama, thank you, Lemodim Shomerashat. It's like a minor giving of thanks and an agreement for the greater modim, which is said by the Chazan. Vekabalat Olmalchut Shamayim, and it's a statement of receipt of the yoke of heaven, says the Torah in Or HaChaim, Siman 127, and that's it.
So he sees great importance in the Modim Drabanan, which is interesting. So now, beginning with the Tosefta, we've seen the development of Chazarat HaShatz from an institution that was created to allow those who didn't know how to say Tefillah when in a time when there were no Sidurim to fulfill their obligation. And now that we have Sidurim, and now that people are more familiar with Tefillah, the purpose of Chazarat HaShatz has changed. And we've seen, especially through the Keter Shem Tov, how different communities have adapted Chazarat HaShatz, so even in times when there's limited time, that people can have their private Amidah and still allow those communal functions like Kedusha and the Bracha, the beautiful communal blessing that comes from Birkat Kohanim. And even as we saw at the very end of Keter Shem Tov, as Rafe pointed out, that there's a communal function of accepting God's sovereignty that we see in Mordim Dravanan. So we see that all come together, kind of coming full circle to give meaning and purpose to Chazarat HaShatz even in our day.